you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Today is Global Ethics Day, and I'm very eager to talk to our next guest around ethics. But before I get there, also staying in the news, it's an interesting one to have happen today. But you would have heard in the news, Petro SA has suspended its CEO after just 8 months of working there. This comes within or around a particular legal storm, but basically they announced that their CEO Xolile Sizana has been suspended. They released that statement a bit earlier. It said that he was recused from operations pending the outcome of an investigation. Now, he was appointed earlier this year in February, as I say. Amongst some of the concerns that have been raised, of course, is this Gazprom Bank, Russian-owned Gazprom Bank investment partnership in December last year, with respect to reviving its Mossel Bay gas to liquid refinery in Mossel Bay. And that caused not only threats of sanctions from foreign banks, but it also prompted some legal action from Pezulu Natural Energy Resources that filed a case in the Cape Town Division of the High Court demanding that they disclose internal documents showing how and why they selected Russia's Gazprom Bank and what they call scandal-plagued Equator Holdings for multi-billion rand gas deals. So we look forward to finding out a little bit more pending that investigation, and yeah, hopefully we'll get some stability in Petro SA, which of course has been financially quite mired for quite some time. Also in leadership news, that is of course the PIC board has initiated a search for a new CEO. So if you fashion yourself as a very ethical person, the current CEO, Mr. Abel Sithole, of course, will keep his role, but they have announced today that they've initiated a search to identify and appoint a new CEO, giving us sufficient time and ensuring a seamless leadership transition in view of Mr. Sithole's term expiring in 8 months. So no surprises there. Absolutely nothing wrong with Mr. Sithole, just his term will be expiring soon. So let's continue the discussion regarding Global Ethics Day with Portia Mkabela, Head of Southern Africa at ACCA.
Kaya Biz with Refilo Moloto.
All right, so this Ethics Day, a really interesting study from the Association of Chartered Certified Accountants has found some really interesting trends looking at 1,100 responses from 135 countries. I'm joined this evening by the head of Southern Africa at ACCA, Portia Mkabela, to help us understand a bit more about that. Portia, welcome to Kaya Biz. Thank you so much for joining us.
Moloto, thank you so much for having us, and thank you so much for inviting us.
Absolutely. Now, in light of recent suspensions, it is quite, and of course, recent persecutions with respect to the former Steinhoff CFO, it's really not surprising, I suppose, that even globally we're finding that 55% of accountants have witnessed unethical behavior in their career. And almost a quarter of them have been put under pressure to behave unethically in the last 3 years. What do you attribute this to?
So ethics is, as we are celebrating Global Ethics Month, it's very important that anybody that takes a position, especially at a leadership level, they need to be ethical. They need to be people of integrity, but also they need to be fit for purpose for the job.
Of course they do. And the trouble, of course, is ethics can't be tested. You can be super smart and pass your chartered accountants board and get excellent grades. But unfortunately, smarts can also go with pilfering fingers.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's very easy, especially when you are at a level that you are entrusted, with the purse, but also with making decisions. So if I may just quickly take you through what Global Ethics Day means to ACCA. So we have published our latest research that is entitled The New Era of Ethical Challenges for Professional Accountants, to really mark Global Ethics Day, which was yesterday, as you know. Our report really highlights the evolving nature of ethical challenges and the increasing complexity of ethical dilemmas in the accountancy profession. So really, to set the context, we really need to understand the current ethical landscape, the transformation of a professional environment driven by technology advancements, globalization, and really increase in regulation, which brings both opportunities and multifaceted ethical challenges. So therefore, our research really explores, you know, the new era of ethical challenges, covering the impact of globalization, regional variability, and increased regulatory requirements. You know, that also provides insight into the skills that are required by accountants to steer, you know, the ship, and not only accountants, but anybody that is actually charged with governance.
Certainly. I found it interesting that there were very idiosyncratic differences from region to region in this global study. Western Europe, it looked as though the pressures are around manipulating financial statements, pressure from management to compromise independence, tax avoidance and discrimination, bullying and harassment. Whereas in Africa, it looks as though bribery and corruption is at the top of the list, financial misreporting, weak governance and accountability, and a normalization of unethical practices. I wonder, Portia, would you not say that these two are just two different positions on a spectrum of maturity?
So indeed. So the research that we have established also looks at the African picture, right? And from the research that we've conducted, we had about 1,100, you know, respondents from our members, and from the 135 countries, including, you know, over 200 people that responded from Africa. So our survey really shows that 68% of the respondents from Africa said that they believe ethical dilemmas have become more difficult to resolve in the past 3 years. And this is higher than the global figure of 64%. And to just add on what you've said,
yes,
results also across the region shows that our four main areas of complexity are bribery and corruption, financial misrepresentation, weak governance, accountability, you know, and normalization of unethical practices. So it's a global challenge that we are all facing when it comes to ethics.
It is, but that African example that you raise is a really an upsetting one. Why the past 3 years? I mean, I don't know if you had follow-up questions in your survey.
So basically, if you look at the nature of work that, you know, the type of working environments that we find ourselves, you'd recall that most of us are now working from home. You know, we've been given a space to make decisions while nobody else is actually looking upon us. So with the changes and the challenges that we've experienced, you know, in terms of, you know, working from home policies, etc., there tends to be some challenges in terms of people becoming more relaxed and not necessarily, you know, taking, you know, decisions that are ethical, because, yes, as you know, somebody's not looking off, you know, over me. But those are some of the challenges. But also the other issue that the report really reveals, Fifi, is that technology, it's the biggest challenge. It is a good tool, but at the same time, it can also have a number of ethical issues around it. I mean, we talk about cybersecurity.
Yes. Cybersecurity, you know, hacks.
Absolutely. So those are some of the challenges that we're experiencing because people have been given, you know, the freedom to be able to make certain decisions,
yes,
without, you know, being in the office space like before. So those things come with a number of challenges. And that is why we are picking up a lot of unethical behavior, you know, within the profession.
I'm not sure if this came up in your study in terms of ethical challenges for professional accountants, but the extent to which unethical practice comes from within rather than from without. In other words, not from managerial pressure, but that, you know, because those who are unethical will obviously not be able to report on themselves in the survey. You know, concerns that the world has, the corporate world has, around there is a limited number of in the big four or five in South Africa, the need to rotate on a regular basis, but this lack of independence because of such a small market of highly reputable global auditing firms, for example. How is that being seen, I suppose, in this new era by accountants?
The rotation process is, you know, it's a process that actually improves, you know, ethics, but also removes the element of people having been used to Kaya FM and auditing Kaya FM. But from an ACCA perspective, we actually fully support the rotation of, you know, companies or of audit firms. And that, you know, creates an environment where there is more governance. There is, you know, an ethics. Somebody actually overlooks the work that somebody is actually doing. So from our you know, perspective, really, is that globalization driven by technology and facilitating business to expand across borders, which is in turn creates new ethical challenges emerging due to the regional variations, including cultural, legal, and economic factors. So rotation really brings in an opportunity where somebody could actually pick up some of the things that I might not be able to pick up as an auditor, right? So yes. So rotation is important, but at the same time, I think what is important for us is to really keep up with the ethical requirements and ensuring that we do not lose sight on governance and holding people accountable. And that is why from an ACCA perspective, Fifi, it's important for us to professionalize. So anybody that works in this space of finance, they need to be professionalized. They need to belong to a professional body so that we can hold them accountable.
Correct.
And some of the issues that we are picking up in South Africa is the fact that anybody can be in finance, but who is held accountable?
Yes.
It's the auditor because they're registered. You know, there's a regulator looking after them, which is IRBA.
But
what happens to myself, you know, who is not necessarily professionalized, then that becomes a bit of a challenge. And I think people who are registered become more susceptible to being, you know, taken on, you know, up in terms of the laws.
Yes.
But those that are not professionally recognized, they can get away with murder. So, from our stance is that anybody that is charged with financial management and governance, they need to belong to a professional body so that we can maintain, you know, that ethical behavior. And I'm glad that you're going to be interviewing Tsakani because she definitely will be talking around, you know, some of the challenges that we are picking up, especially from, you know, lack of ethical behavior within, you know, the finance space.
And as you, as this your results show, leadership and culture are 40% in terms of, represent 40% of concerns from your respondents in terms of ethical challenges. 40%
Absolutely.
Of ethical challenges, exactly.
Absolutely.
So that culture really makes a difference. And I do think industry bodies, in addition to being able to be held accountable, there's something to be said for constantly having to be surrounded by your peers. It's almost it can be self-regulating over and above, of course, the body itself, which has power to sanction.
Absolutely.
Well, this has been absolutely interesting. I mean, not just interesting, thrilling. I mean, you know, hard to use thrilling for accounting. Always, I don't know how you guys, I'm sorry, Tsaki's now in the studio. I don't know how you guys chose this profession. I mean, but then God bless you, because economics, at least I have a range of outcomes. You guys have a single outcome. Portia Mkabela, Head of Southern Africa, ACCA, thank you so much for joining us this evening on Kaya Biz, and looking forward to many people reading this finding, The New Era of Ethical Challenges for Professional Accountants, a huge study here from across the world, particularly in light of Global Ethics Day. Have a lovely evening.
Thank you, Fifi. Thank you so much.
Cheers.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.